We have a lot of items like other periods and whatever. That is a lot of discipline, a lot about building a store.
So how much do you think this is a store would have cost?
A lot, because the store is totally filled. And this fire was caused by our next shop. We were welding something on the front.
Has the store been short or something?
For that, I can't say, unless my dad or my aunt. I wait for that, I can't say. But the others, the whole thing has been bent. We didn't pick anything because we were running for our life. It's only God who can say, because you can see my auntie there, she's crying. A lot of things. So for now, I can't bet unless we see what God will do. Everything has been bent from one shop to another.
First service here, I'm able to make a remodel. Wow, I'm a new attack.
Access to the fire scene by personnel from Ghana National Fire Service was difficult. NADMO officials had to demolish some structures to make way for the fire tenders. An official of NADMO, Adolabi, called for massive demolition of some structures in the area to help firefighters gain maximum access in future incidents.
We have a lot of items like other periods and whatever. That is a lot of discipline, a lot about building a store.
So how much do you think this is a store would have cost?
A lot, because the store is totally filled. And this fire was caused by our next shop. We were welding something on the front.
Has the store been short or something?
For that, I can't say, unless my dad or my aunt. I wait for that, I can't say. But the others, the whole thing has been bent. We didn't pick anything because we were running for our life. It's only God who can say, because you can see my auntie there, she's crying. A lot of things. So for now, I can't bet unless we see what God will do. Everything has been bent from one shop to another.
First service here, I'm able to make a remodel.
The Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Fire Service, Prince Billy Anaglate, says the service is not able to put in place preventive measures to decongest markets for easy access to put out fires because of the influence of other stakeholders. Speaking to Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Anaglate said the service is working with city authorities to ensure proper decongestion.
We have been talking about not only the Katamato market fire, we've been talking about all the markets in Ghana, not only in Accra as well. As we have been saying that there are other facilities and the safety measures that need to be put in all these markets so that we will be able to prevent the fires occurring. That even if the unexpected happens, it should not be difficult for us. Accessibility was also difficult for us, and there was nothing to check the spread of fire.
So Mr. Anaglate, whom have you been talking about it? Doesn't the fire service have the authority to ensure that certain regulations are adhered to, because you are able to close down shops which do not have fire extinguishers?
To be sincere with you, there are other stakeholders when it comes in terms of market. We have the AMA, we have the city authorities that also have a major role to play. We really want to have our market safe, because if you look at it, there are certain times that when we get there and we do our audit assessment on the market, we submit our recommendations to AMA. And you agree with me that AMA have an authority over this market than the fire service has. They many attempts also assign areas to people to sell in. So it is not about fire to get there and clear people from the market.
Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Fire Service, Prince Billy Anaglate, talking to Abraham Asari.